Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
Yo, Laker Nation, I told y'all last year when we didn't make the playoff that it wouldn't last very long. I cannot wait to get back to y'all. This whole journey being here in the bubble, without y'all's strength and without y'all loyalty, it wouldn't have been possible. For myself, to AD, the team, the players, the coaching staff, the training staff, we missed the hell out of you guys, and we can't wait to get back to L.A. to celebrate with y'all. Peace.
That's LeBron James talking after the game, speaking to the Laker fans, the Laker contingent, led by Snoop Dogg. That's going to be a high-flying crew right there. I promise you that. I absolutely promise you that. Let's get these last four calls and then get to some football. Also, Alex Smith was on the Dan Patrick Show, talked about why he hadn't reached out to Dak Prescott just yet. Understand that, but I think that reach out might be a little better, be honest with you. But you know what? Everybody handles things the way that they need to handle them. Let's go to Zayd. Zayd, what's going on? What does LeBron James mean to you?
Man, he's a hero. He's a role model. Good day to you, Mitch and Scott. LeBron James is the greatest athlete ever. He's an example how every athlete should be, how should he behave. And don't forget the road that he took, how he came up. One time he was a homeless, living in a motel with a single mom, but he never gave up. He's an example how every athlete should be. And he wasn't afraid of addressing on social issues. Okay, and he gave back to his community. You cannot tell me any athlete who ever built a school. Have you ever heard of any athlete build a school? None, zero. And the reason why I'm not a big fan of Michael Jordan, because I never liked the statement he made when he said that a Republican buys sneakers too. Republicans don't buy no sneakers. If you go to Foot Locker, you see nothing but black and brown. LeBron is the greatest.
We'll tell you that black people ain't Republicans.
Republicans don't buy sneakers.
I don't know about that statement right there, but
Republicans don't buy no sneakers,
dude. I'm not going to argue with about that, but I think you're lying. You don't know that fact, and I'm not. And please don't nobody think I'm Republican, but I'm gonna let you know. I know a lot of people who are Republican that buy sneakers. I know a lot of people that are black and brown that are Republicans. So don't make those statements.
Not at a higher percent.
It's nothing about that. I don't care about one statement a person made. I don't think one statement anybody makes you completely forget about all the other stuff they've done. As I said earlier in a different little thing, thanks for your call, that most of us don't know what Michael has done. Because Michael is from an era where you do and you don't tell people about what you're doing. And this is not a knock on LeBron. This is what this era do, this generation does. Everything that they do is always going to be documented. Most people from my era now do things and they still don't document it because it's unimportant to them about others knowing. It's about who they're helping as long as they know.
They don't need likes. Yeah. They just want to see community results, and they're okay with that from afar. They may show up for a ribbon cutting, and they may show up for a graduation, but they don't need likes. They don't, you know, just do well.
All I got to say is Herschel Walker. So I'm going to leave it at that. Let's go to Teddy. What's up, Teddy? How you doing?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, Teddy.
That's funny, man. You called him right out. But thanks for taking my call. I just like reiterating what the other gentleman said before. LeBron is the greatest of his era. I can give him that. But then, you know, you have to compare the eras. I don't really have a lot of respect for an era that you can, you know, team up with the best players, you know, to formulate your own team. So you got to compare the eras. And then, you know, was LeBron even the best player on his team this year? That's kind of questionable. I don't know. He didn't lead his team in most of the statistical stats. So you can't say that about Michael Jordan, you know, in the era that he played in. So that's all I'm really saying. You gotta compare. If you're going to compare the eras. And, you know, I mean, I just think that Jordan's era was a lot tougher to play in than this era.
All right, man. Appreciate it, brother. Take care, Teddy. All right, let's go to Derek. What's up, D? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, B? What's up, Scott?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Hey, man, I just want to say, to me, LeBron James, the Jesus Shuttlesworth, you know, from the Heat guy game, he is that. Only difference is that Jesus Shuttlesworth went to college, and he, you know, he could have went to the league. But LeBron James is just that, man. When he came in the league, he just took over. And, you know, we never seen anything like LeBron James. Physically, jump out the gym, can shoot the basketball, can dish. And, you know what I'm saying, he deserves every amount of respect from everybody. If you ain't got no respect for LeBron James, at this point you just hate him. You know, but with that being said, let me say this, man. Michael Jordan is the God. All right, Michael Jordan is the God, and LeBron is the king. You know what I'm saying? One thing that LeBron James didn't do that Michael Jordan did do is win MVP and defensive player in the year, in the same year. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, everybody talking about LeBron James surpassed Michael Jordan. You can't surpass somebody that you always wanted to be like. He said he wore 23 because of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan came out with Space Jam, the movie. What's coming out next? LeBron James and Space Jam 2. So, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? LeBron is great, but Michael Jordan will always be the greatest of all time. And I'm standing right now with my arms open looking into the sky.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro. All right, Derek. Take care, brother. All right, let's go to 757 and see if this fake basketball player know anything about real basketball players. What's up, Paulie? How you doing, man?
Big bro, Uncle Scotty. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. y'all got to start charging these dudes for all this free promo and marketing, man. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Green34. Follow me on Twitter. Hey, look, man. LeBron's a front runner. That's what LeBron is. He's a front runner. I'm not even counting this championship under his belt, man.
I think you're a hater, Paulie.
Hey, look, I
Anthony,
hate what
you say? Anthony say you a hater, Paulie.
I hate the Lakers. I don't hate LeBron. But let me finish, though. I'm going to give him his praise, though. But look, we didn't go through the whole 82-game schedule. We didn't get that 30 to 40 games of him bitching and moaning about he needs help. He didn't have enough players. We didn't get the whole time with Anthony Davis to get hurt. You know, they had 5 months off and they played in a bubble. So he's going to get the ashes on this championship, man. Now, I'll give LeBron this, though. You know, he came – I'm thinking like 11, 12 years older than LeBron. I appreciate him for this. He came into the league looking older than me, and he's leaving the league looking older than me. So I appreciate him for that. Number two, you know, he's lived up to the hype. I'll give him that, man. You know, I remember watching him on ESPN in high school, his high school games, and thinking like, yo, this young boy is bad. You know, and he's lived up to the hype. Yeah. Like, what, six, seven straight finals appearances? You know, what is it? Not, I don't know how many all together, but, you know, a lot of players coming to the league with the hype, and they're going to be the next Jordan and the next Jordan this, and, you know, they fizzle out. And LeBron has definitely lived up to hype, so I'm definitely going to give him credit for that. And he is one of the greatest of all time. He ain't the greatest, man. We know the greatest has the initials of MJ. We know that. But, yeah, I'll give LeBron credit on that, man. He's lived up to the hype.
Talking about Mark Johnson?
Appreciate his time. Huh?
Mark Johnson?
Michael Jordan, man. We know what we talking about, man. Come fly with me, man.
All right, boy. Later.
Hey, man, y'all be easy, man.
I'm just looking up on TV, and Rose Stradamus, Jalen Rose, has just predicted that, I guess he's thinking that this is going to happen, that Giannis is going to go to the Miami Heat. How would that be? Giannis, you still going to keep Bam. You got Jimmy. That would be a problem.
You know what that will remind me of?
What?
When KD went to the Golden State Warriors.
When KD went to the Golden State Warriors. I know that that's exactly the reaction that that's going to elicit.
But I mean, nobody can hate on anybody for joining when the king joins somebody.
Why go to a team? But it's different, though. Why go to the team that beat you and go?
Because Miami got better weather. It got better sights. It's way better than damn Milwaukee.
So the king, but the king joined somebody when he was younger, and guys went with him to join together. When the king decided that he was going where he is now, what was there?
L.A.
Nothing. History was there.
Ghosts
were there.
No, L.A. was where he's going to his
production studio. His business was there.
But he figured he could get somebody to come to L.A.
He was eventually
still,
the draw.
Hey, why does it seem like whenever somebody else want to make the move, people want to knock it? But nobody, because I just think that that would be hard as hell to beat that. Especially if Jimmy could play like he played, and then you get Giannis on that squad. Ooh, Lord.
Monster.
Because Giannis can just go out there and hang with AD. See, AD can't just be a bully then. He got to deal with somebody else. I would love to see it. I'm sorry, pulling. Giannis in Miami. I'm pulling for it. All right, let's take a break here. We get back. Alex Smith on the Dan Patrick Show.
Words of wisdom.
And say, I haven't reached out because I don't want him. I don't want to. We say he don't want to scare him, basically. Man, reach out and tell me something. That's who I want to hear from. If I had that injury, I want to hear from him. I want to hear from the kid with the wear in college, the basketball, when he broke his leg.
Kevin Ware from Louisville.
Yep. And I want to hear from Joe Theismann. I want to hear from people who's been through this to give me some hope. I don't want to hear from people that didn't go through it. I mean, what you going to tell me? Man, that's going to be a tough thing to deal with. How you know? I want to hear from the people that have got through it. And Alex, the way he got through it, I definitely want to hear from him. This is the Brian Mitchell Show. We'll be right back.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
I feel like I've become a little bit of an expert, you know, medically, especially on the lower leg. And so, yeah, I knew it looked like his ankle immediately. And, you know, for me, yeah, thinking about him a lot, I thought a lot about, I've checked up on him through our mutual friends and seeing how he's doing. I thought a lot about shooting him a text. Part of me also didn't want to scare the hell out of him by shooting him a text.
I can understand that thought, but I don't know how shooting a text is going to scare the hell out of him. I just think that when you go through something like he went through, you want support from everybody, especially those who've gone through it. Because I promise you right now, Dak Prescott is being told to reach out to Alex Smith, reach out to Joe Theismann, reach out to Ware, because you want to talk to those who've been down that highway. And I'm not trying to go against anything. I'm just saying, if I were to go through an injury, I want to talk to someone who's been through it, played the same position, got back, going to get back on the field. And then I the first thing I started thinking about when I found out that the bone had broke the skin was the infections.
Right.
And you wonder, will things be better because they were indoors instead of outside? Outside is a lot of chemicals on that grass. Some of that could have had a part, played a part in that. Inside, you got to worry about the damn little pellets that were that they use on that little turf, that field turf.
Yeah, the little
but they don't spray a lot of chemicals like you spray outside. And you wonder, could that have played a factor? You know, it was a factor in the fact that when Alex had the things. But I just hope that they have a conversation and be able to talk to each other, because I think Alex getting through it would be probably the whole thing that somebody needs on their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I think when you go through stuff like that, you're thinking like, damn, how am I going to make it through this? Well, I did it. And that gives you a little bit more, you know, go get it.
When we had Joe on, what was he? It was on Monday.
Yes.
To start the show. The first thing that he thought of was, you know, with regard to the compound fracture nature. He's like, the first thing I thought of was open skin and the risk of infection. And that's the first and only thing that resonated in Mr. Theismann's mind. But now, you know, as the days have quickly moved away, you know, he's supposed to be back to normal or back in 4 to 6 months, which mm-hmm. is an amazing timeline when you
also,
think about it.
He must have – Alex had that rotational break, and those bones were frayed. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, corkscrew, and it was like screwed into a grind, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, Dax, is Dax more of a cleaner break? And then on top of it, will Dak have has a bigger issue with the dislocation than he actually? I've seen people break ankles. I don't know if it was both bones. Donnie Warren broke his ankle, was playing football, and Lee Johnson had a high ankle sprain, and he was still in a cast when it came to November. And he mm-hmm. broke his a week or two before Donnie. I mean, he had the high ankle sprain a week or two before Donnie came to training camp. So it's like you don't – but they say 4 to 6 months. And you hope that timeline is what works, and that's based off of no infection. And I think that's the one thing that scares the hell out of people's, you know, infection.
Jason Tate just tweeted at me at Jason_Tate2680 at Scotland980. Check out the replay of Dak's injury, and I haven't had a chance to do this yet. But he said, check out the replay of Dak's injury and watch him slam his foot on the ground like he's trying to put it back in place. And thank God. I'll knock on the wooden desk. Nothing like that has ever happened to me. I can't imagine how I would react. I don't know if I'd be one of those guys who looks down and throws up. I don't know if I would be one of those guys that just breaks into tears in pain or breaks into tears because...
It goes in the shock.
You know, right, exactly.
When you have those type of injuries, it goes in the shock. But then
right,
again,
your body's just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
You can't prepare for that.
You don't know what to make of it. Yeah. And like I said, B. Mitch, when I was watching this on my couch, I looked up at the TV, and first I did see his leg get folded under, and I'm going, please don't be that. Oh, no. And then you look down, and it looked like when it was just hanging there, it looked like his foot had popped out of his cleat. But in essence, his ankle had popped out of his leg. And it was just you feel for any human in that position. And you saw it. I mean, you go back to Michael Gallup's reaction and the defender's reaction and McCarthy's reaction and Jason Garrett's reaction and Dak's more than several reactions with the love of his teammates and the people standing up and applauding. And, you know, Zeke scores the touchdown and gives the number 4. It's you know, a lot of us saw Joe T's injury live. A lot of us saw Kevin Ware, Louisville's injury live. That's stuff that you don't ever forget. Ever, ever, ever. You're like, oh, I was X years old, and I was watching it with my dad, or, you know, we were in the neighbor's basement and watching that night game or watching that day game or watching that tournament game. Yeah, wish him well. Wish him well.
I hadn't heard this, and I just saw this pop up when Tony Dungy said that the injury was a blessing in disguise for the Cowboys. Dak's injury. And he's backpedaled off that since. Getting back,
I don't. How do you get there right away? By the way, that it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, he was trying to say they can get back to their old. First of all, why do you get a quarterback who's multifaceted, multi-talented like that? Because you want to be able to use all of that.
Right.
That doesn't stop the coach from running the ball with Zeke, does it?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously. It hadn't been working in that little sense, so that's why Dak had to pass for 500, pass for 400. I don't think what Dak was doing was losing them football games. I think their defense is horrible.
Dak was digging them out of defensive holes. So Dak wasn't getting them into holes.
I don't know. Sometimes we and I thank God that I have never been one who really gives a damn about what people think about what I say. And I will never have to go out on air and try to say something outlandish so somebody can hear it. That was an outlandish statement, I believe. And I understand it could have came out wrong or whatever, but how in any sense would that injury be a blessing to anybody?
I don't know. I
can't. That makes no sense to me.
I think
as much as I respect him.
Of course, a lot of us are guilty of just vomiting without knowing what's coming out of your mouth at the time. And Tony Dungy can be as heartfelt of a speaker as there are on TV.
That's why you don't expect him to say something like that.
Right.
Ill-advised.
That stuff comes from me, a dope who disconnects my mouth from my brain. Sure. You know, we know a couple guys like that, my present company included, where we'll just go, well, that's a blessing. And you'll go, oh, my God, why did I just say something like that?
Yeah. My buddy said he had that injury. So he had a plate and six screws. He said, first pain, then shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, if you look down at it, something has to happen. I'll probably pass the hell out.
Yeah. Like I said, B. Mitch, knock. I don't want to ever experience anything like that. And get well soon. Le'Veon Bell's available, by the way, according to reports out of the New York Daily News.
For trade?
And for trade.
Is anybody trying to give you nothing for him?
There's money. There's... It's a trade deadline
first
comes
all,
up in
fire the
three
coach.
Weeks.
That coach, since he's gotten there, has been an issue. Fire him.
According to Albert Breer,
you should get rid of creepy eyes.
He follows up on the report. Jets have been in touch with other teams in an effort to trade Le'Veon. Sounds like they're willing to settle for a late pick and or a back-end player in return. He's due $6 million plus per-game roster bonuses, says Mr. Breer, for the rest of 20. It's like 2 years, $24.5 million. None of that stuff's guaranteed, but his roster bonus, which includes like $2.5 million, is due this Thursday. So they figure, you know what? Let's move him by the time that they could, you know, before they have to shell out that $2.5 million.
That's crazy.
I've always liked him as a player. I know that he's gone underutilized and he's been a bit of a malcontent. He's also not been healthy, so he's disappeared since he's left the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Would I like to see him get a fresh start and wreak a little havoc if he still can? Sure. Why not?
Where do you think he ends up?
Do I think Washington investigates? People are like, yeah, he should. They should look into it. Let me stop there. There's that. And with all the mixed messages, I would say no. They're fine with JD. And they're fine with Peyton Barber, and they're fine with Antonio Gibson. So they don't need a Le'Veon Bell. That's not where you should invest any of your upcoming cap money, not in the least. Are you close enough? I mean, if you think that he's going to be the answer, I think Gibson's emerging, despite the mess of an offensive line. Who needs a running back right now? When Adrian Peterson was let go from this team, the last place I thought he'd wind up was Detroit. How about the Minnesota Vikings, although Dalvin Cook got a good grade from his MRI the other day? Tarik Cohen's done, so, you know, do the Bears want him to mix in with David Montgomery? Depends on what you have to give up. Don't know. Trying to think who else. Anybody else come to mind, B. Mitch?
New York.
The Giants? Especially without Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon's coming back real soon. You don't want to tie
he'll,
that money
he'll
up.
Be back. He'll be back next year. You know, that this becomes a short-term rental. Let me ponder.
What about the Rams?
Well, they just had 100-something-yard rusher against...
Oh, Henderson? Daryl Henderson.
They like him because he does.
And they love Cam Akers. Cam Akers out of Florida State.
Le'Veon's healthy, and what he could do out the backfield is special. Special.
The Chargers just lost Austin Eckler for a considerable amount of time due to a hamstring. Maybe they're going to be interested. Maybe he goes out to the West Coast and wreaks a little havoc and works with a young quarterback. And man, Justin Herbert's a stud.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got great hair. Looks like my paper boy. Well, I don't have a paper boy, but he looks like my paper boy. looks like a paper boy, and he could throw that football.
Yeah, he definitely could do that. All right, let's take us a break here. This is the Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn, Team 980, Team 980 app, 95.9 FM.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
All right, welcome back to the Brian Mitchell Show here with Scott Lynn, Team 980, Team 980 app, 95.9 FM. I got a quick question for you, Scott, before we go into some football here. Are the Astros about to get theirs?
Are they about to get theirs? They've gotten theirs.
I mean, theirs by
games.
Getting their butts whipped.
They got theirs through the first two games. It's been close, man. It's, you know, am I loving watching this? Hell yes. It's making me happy. I have no problem with the way the series has gone before. The Rays are a team, and, you know, you watch every single post-game avail. And I saw the end of the game last night, and, you know, Manny Margot's amazing foul catch in which he flips the fence. And then later on,
that was a great catch.
B. Mitch, what do we talk about? As my very smart friend says, who coaches and umps and does a lot with youth and high school baseball, it's a game of moments. What happened yesterday? Ground ball from G-Man Choi to second base, and the Astros have it played perfectly. Altuve is on the fringe of the outfield. He's beyond the dirt because he knows that's where that guy hits it. And Choi spanked that ball right at Altuve. He makes the play. The error gets charged to him, and it bounces to Yuli Gurriel, who can't corral the throw. And then finally, when he gets his glove on it, he takes his foot off the bag because he thought that the guy was out. The inning gets extended. Again, you make that play, that inning is over. Instead, guy comes up, hits a three-run home run. That's just it. You know, you're like, oh, a simple ground ball that they couldn't.
Little something.
Yeah, just a little something. And they came back. They made it interesting. They threatened in the top of the ninth inning. They added one. And then they had the bases loaded. They had two outs, the Astros did. And then Mr. Bregman comes up and flies out to center field, and it's game over. So, you know, it's okay. It's been a close series. Last night was 4-2. I forget what the first game final was. Charlie Morton was great, and it's been entertaining. Am I happy that Houston's losing right now?
Yes.
Yes, I am, Brian. I'm happy.
Because, I mean, you can't peacock too soon. And I think they peacocked a little too soon in the other series.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's coming back to bite them a little bit. So
distinctly possible.
We will
I have
see
no
how
problem
that,
with that assessment, sir.
How that goes.
Yeah.
And
but, yeah, the Rays are getting help.
This isn't cool. Because he needed to.
No.
I think he needed to perform at a high level. Now he's been. And he can't help if he's hurt, but doesn't look good.
Correct.
Optics.
No, optics, you know, people, oh, you know, what's going on? By the way, the game one final was 2-1. We talked about this yesterday. That's right. The Rays are 16-5 now, one-run games. But back to Kershaw, who has been at times beyond dominant. I mean, there's a reason that the Braves rolled out to win their first five in this postseason, and there's a reason that the Dodgers won their first five in this postseason. They're a great team with amazing pitching. And Kershaw, in one of his before, what do you have, 13 strikeouts in 8 innings? I forget, was that 2 ago? Whatever it was. He's a wonderful pitcher. But he gets this far and stuff starts to happen, whether it is a back, whether it is a poor performance, and that becomes part of his narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wish he was pitching tonight. I was reading the story.
I was looking forward to it.
They're optimistic that he'll be ready to go after missing just one start, but these are pitchers. These schedules are crammed together, and a balky back is a balky back. So who knows how it's going to, you know, respond to whatever it is they're trying to get it done they're trying to get it accomplished with and make him all better. You know, we've seen Max go, and Max knows his body.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen Max say, oh, it shouldn't be too long, and then all of a sudden, he's gone for, you know, X whatever. Dodgers don't have a lot of time.
You know what that tells me right there?
Players, the Braves have a .9 ERA for a reason, B-Mitch.
Like talking about.
Yeah.
That's what that tells me.
Yes. But I do trust him. I do trust him.
No, you just have certain people who have a mental toughness that they feel they can fight through stuff, and others don't have that mental toughness. And normally that person has to listen to the doctor more, and the doctor normally going to give them a better assessment than that person. Like John always said, huh? Protect the player from himself. Mm-hmm. Scherzer is one of those guys.
Yeah, he is.
He always feel he can come out the other side. And that's a good thing, and it's damn sure a bad thing. Because you don't know when or why or how. What that can go wrong with something like that. So, yeah, we're going to take an early break here so we have a little bit more time to talk about. We're going to go through our little last assessment because, you know, tomorrow we're over the hump. We're done with last week. And I need to know from you what you need to see different from what you saw last week in this football team to give anybody some hope. And then if you don't take all the time, I'll give you a little bit of what I need to see.
You got it. We'll talk about tonight's game, too, between the Titans and Bills.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is the Brian Mitchell Show. Scott Lynn, Team 980, Team 980 app. We'll be right back.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
How did I know this song was going to be played before we get off air? Can't help themselves.
Well.
I tell you, these little dogs, I tell you, bro. Oof. He barks like a chihuahua. All right. As you watch the game, you've heard people.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we got one more tonight.
I jumped the gun, Scotty. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. I try to get through the damn tunnel.
That's how you were taught to run. Straight line. By the way, real quick before we get to Gambit DC, GambitDC.com, new from the DC Sports Lottery. From the DC Lottery, the new sports book. Did you see the return man for the Saints last night?
Yes.
Callaway, I believe his name
is.
Yes. First of all, he's blind fast. Just pow. But the way he decides to run, too, B-Mitch.
There's no way
I was looking at him going, that's a man after Mr. Mitchell's heart.
Always taking steps forward. It's no dancing. It's no side to side. It's get upfield, get what the hell I can get, and that's it.
He's also like a jump shooter with no conscience. He could be X yards deep. He's like, bleep that. I'm coming out. I don't care.
I guarantee you their coach told them if he drives it and there's not much hang time, bring it out. Because some of those guys, to kick the ball deep into the end zone, has to drive the football. They can't get that height on and they get the elevation. So bring it out. Martin Anderson was a guy. Whenever we played him, every coach I had say if he drives it and it's deep, 4 or 5 yards deep, bring it out. Same thing happened last night. That kid could fly.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
You know, I was smiling also, looking at that. I love seeing people that just attacks it.
No, I know. And he's just like, you know what? I give zero bleeps. I'm coming out of the end zone, or I'm going here. And he was looking to dance a little bit. They saved the Kamara return for the overtime, the Saints did. But watching this kid, I believe it's Callaway. I got to get his
name. Yeah, Callaway was the name.
Okay.
He'll break a few because he hits it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about him, see, what you've never seen a person on a kickoff return, punt return, hit a guy like those big hits unless the guy's not really looking. Or you get a blindside block, which you can't do anymore. But when that returner comes back full speed at you, the first thing the cover team do is what? They start to settle and break down. When you break down, all you do is let my guy come up and catch up with you. You watched a guy last night when he was blocking. He threw his hands in the air, and he just put his back on him.
And he put his back on him.
You don't have to give a major block. All you got to do is just be there to shield him. If you just throw one arm out and I could come past you, that's how you get returns, you know, because that running side to side, they never stop running. Your guy never get them. That's why you get a lot of clips in the back and things like that. But when you start downhill, they have no choice but to break down. And you just get one guy to shield them. And if you get through that crease, it might be a house call.
Undrafted free agent out of Tennessee, by the way. 4-year starter, started part of 4 years, had almost 100 catches over his four seasons and 13 touchdowns. Marquez Callaway is the young man's name. Thank you for enlightening me. And at one point, by the way, he engaged with his helmet. And I thought that they were either going to flag one side or the other, but he was looking for some
helmet contact. As I told you, when you're not a quarterback, they don't call it. They don't throw a flag. Mm-hmm. They don't care.
He was out there.
They care about the 32 quarterbacks in the league, the starters. Well, mm-hmm. not all of them. Those that run and when they're not supposed to, and they don't run. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. So we got one more game tonight. Opened up at 6.5, Buffalo laying. Now it's down to Buffalo minus 3, 3.5, depending on where you shop. Over-under is at 52. It's Buffalo at Tennessee, a battle of the unbeatens. It'll be good to see the Titans. We haven't seen them in a good couple, in a good while.
They probably have to shake off the rust.
I don't know what they're going to look like. We know they're a decent team.
Yeah, but they got to shake the rust off, man. They've been gone for like damn near preseason.
Yeah. It's been a little while. Daily Sports Line brought to you by the D.C. Lottery's new sportsbook, Gambit D.C. Download today at GAMBETDC.com. Access spreads, money line, over-under, live in-game betting, all at your fingertips. It's Sports B, Mitch. Only
better.
Better. You said, all right, let's just put this, you know, we'll
let's
dead
put
and
this
buried.
To bed. Yeah.
Dead and buried is that game against the Rams as the boys get back on the field.
Let's go 12 feet instead of 6 feet. We're going to bury this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got? What do you want to never see? I mean, they got to fix the O-line. I don't care who the quarterback is. You got to work on that.
I agree.
And we'll talk to Santana Moss during the Zabe show. Cam Sims was active. I understand guys get in the game, guys don't get in the game. But if you're going to be more free and more comfortable and more at ease with who knows the offense, then show me more receivers. You know, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Sims had no snaps in the snap count checklist.
But the thing about it, okay, I don't think anybody went into this season knowing that your offensive line was going to be a little hampered, especially for the left side, you thought. But as the season started, you were having problems on the right side. Then Sheriff went down. I think you were having problems before Sheriff went down, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes down, and you bring somebody else in there. And then you start having problems all over the place. Shouldn't a game plan be derived to help protect the line, which in turn is going to help protect those damn guys behind them? Because I understand they're all pros. Some pros are better than others. And if yours aren't at the level to consistently protect your skill positions, you're going to have a problem. So how about a lot more three-step drops, okay? And when you have that three-step, then you can pump it. That slows down the rush. You get your extra two, run a sluggo, some different things like that. But you got to find a way to make it a quicker game. But the 5- and 7-step drop is not going to help this offensive line. Now, I understand there's nobody named Aaron Donald on the other side this week, but they still get pressure on quarterbacks over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants score points. They scored points the other night. And that could be because Dallas is so bad, but they did score points. You know, and they take chances. We, I think, have to come up with a better plan for that line and also take chances. And we're not good enough as a defense to just sit back. We got to force the issue. You know,
they're allowing too many big plays.
As a former quarterback and as watching my game plans be installed when I was in the league, in college or whatever, the teams that blitz you make you have to speed up your process. And a lot of times that helps you, that helped the defense, help you, they helps the defense by making you make mistakes. Mm-hmm. When I look at other defenses and stuff like that, when our defenses that I was on with the Redskins and when they back in the day and the Giants, and the Eagles and the Giants, they always found a way to pressure to make sure they make the quarterback have to speed everything up, which means when the quarterback speeds up, receiver has to be ready. Tight end has to be ready. Running back has to be ready. So if everybody's not on board, then all of a sudden it works in our hand. So sitting back, not blitzing, hasn't been good. Now, we got some guys that are very good pass rushers. They've been getting some. But if we come out the edges and they can stay up, then they keep stepping up in the middle of the pocket and delivering footballs, what good is this doing? How about when they step up, they run into a damn linebacker? Somebody on a delayed blitz or something of that nature, like I've seen a lot of people do against us. But we have to start forcing the issue instead of waiting for the issue, because other teams are forcing it against us.
It'll be another interesting week of prep. We will hear from Ron tomorrow during this very program. They got a lot of stuff to work out, B. Mitch. Hearing Kendall Fuller talk about the miscommunication, which really wasn't, you
that
know,
troubles
he's like,
me.
No, it's yeah, he's like, it's not a miscommunication with Landon Collins. We just need chemistry and reps. And I get it. A lot of that stuff would have hopefully ironed itself out with a bit of a preseason, with some OTAs. But those guys are both highly paid professionals. I expect that from kids.
Kendall did what he was supposed to do. You're in cover two. You have a half of the field.
He did.
So that was a miscommunication. That was a blown assignment.
On the safety's part.
Yeah, he knew what to do. He just didn't execute it. He knew he had the deep. But what he did, he came up because he got caught looking in that damn backfield. And when he looked again, the guy was even with him. Can't play like that.
And if you're even,
they're leaving.
You're leaving.
All right, get answers to the questions that you have about registering to vote, voting, and elections by logging on to news1.com/vote. That's news1.com/vote. Early voters registration is underway. Every one vote counts. No election or issue is too small if it impacts our community. Don't sit on the sidelines this year. Make sure you are registered to vote and vote early. All right, take care. Take care of yourselves. We want to thank Jerry Brewer for joining us from the Washington Post. And you all, take care of yourself tonight. Be safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow as we get over the hump and start getting you ready for the Giants taking on the Washington football team. I think it's in the Meadowlands, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, going to be up there in the Meadowlands. So we'll get you ready for that, because now the last week is past. We're looking forward. Over hump day. Thank you all for joining us. See you tomorrow. Peace.